Every Monday round about this time, we speak to Professor Lyle White. We talk about emerging economies with a particular focus on Latin America. Good morning, Lyle. Hope you've been well.
Good morning, Lester. Very, very well on yourself.
Very good. Thank you. We're going to be starting in Ecuador, where an earthquake has killed at least 15 people there.
Yeah, and it's a pretty large earthquake. At least 15 people died and more than 400 are known to be injured after a 6.7 magnitude earthquake struck Ecuador's southern coast last week. Several roads were blocked as a result by landslides, while several homes, education buildings and health centers were damaged. And the president, Guillermo Lasso, has asked Ecuadorians to remain calm as officials assess the damage. The epicenter was near a town called Bilao, which is about 80 kilometers from Ecuador's second largest city, Guayaquil. And it's where about 3 million people live. So the numbers are likely to increase. The tremors were felt all the way into Peru. And in northern Peru, a 14-year-old girl died in Tume, the border province, where her home collapsed on her. It's not uncommon to see earthquakes in Ecuador. It is along that infamous fault line. And the last big one that we saw in Ecuador was in 2016, where nearly 700 people died and thousands were injured as a result.
There seems to be a whole lot of realignment in geopolitics, but also confirmation of traditional geopolitical blocks. We've seen last week Xi Jinping meet with Vladimir Putin. We see Brazil's Lula da Silva. He's looking to beef up ties with China in a forthcoming visit and summit. This is, of course, ahead of that major BRICS summit, supposedly to be hosted in South Africa in August.
Yes, indeed. So Brazilian President Luiz Inácio Lula da Silva, they say he is going big on this one. He is in the forthcoming summit with Xi Jinping. So he's taking 250 business people along with him for the ride, for the visit to China. And more than a quarter of them, Lester, as you mentioned, are from Brazil's powerful meat export industry alone. This tells you everything about the trip's main focus, which is not so much perhaps on geopolitics at this stage, but it's all on trade, and more trade. It was during Lula's last stint as president that China displaced the U.S. as Brazil's largest commercial partner, fueling an historic economic boom as it gobbled up huge quantities of Brazilian meat, soybean, and iron ore. But nowadays, facing a much tougher economic and political environment, Lula is keen to recapture some of that commercial magic. But the geopolitics or the geopolitical environment, as you mentioned, is very, very different and it matters all that much now. The U.S. is Lula's most important regional security and investment partner, and Washington was Lula's first trip beyond Latin America as president during this stint. The U.S.-China rivalry deepens, and as this rivalry deepens, Lula and his deal-making entourage will need to tread carefully in a world that is splitting apart literally under their feet while they visit China. So this is going to be a very interesting meeting to watch.